Welcome to Science, Sound, and Spirituality with Master Teacher David Holtz, brought to you by Soma Energetics. Join us as we learn to dance with change and transformation. And now, here's David.
Good evening and welcome to Science, Sound, and Spirituality. I'm excited that this particular podcast tonight is on working on the physical body. Most of what we do in Soma Energetics is based upon working in the etheric, but we also have to realize the physical body is an energy system as well. A lot of people teach that the body has energy, but actually it is energy. It's just very slowed down, dense energy that has been trapped in a time and space continuum. So we're very excited to have a wonderful guest this evening, Pat Krause in Cocoa Beach, Florida, who will be joining us in just a moment. In the New York Times, there's an article called What's the Buzz? Sound Therapy. And I'd like to share just a little bit of this with you. And it talks about concerning how that people for decades have been relaxing and meditating to sounds. Recordings of waves lapping, desktop waterfalls, wind chimes. But it says lately a new kind of sound therapy, often called sound healing, has begun to attract a following. It goes on to tell us that this is also known as vibrational medicine. The practice employs the vibrations of the human voice as well as objects that resonate, such as tuning forks, gongs, Tibetan bowls, etc. This allows us to go beyond just relaxation and actually stimulate self-healing. There's a quote here from the founder and director of the Healing Music Organization in Santa Cruz, California, Miss Harada, who tells us, and I quote, "It's like meditation was 20 years ago and yoga was 10 to 15 years ago." So what this article is telling us is that there is a tremendous growth in this modality of working with vibration and with sound. We have been in Soma Energetics 16 years now, and we have watched this grow all over the world. In fact, Soma Energetics, the company that we're representing in the training and the products of tuning forks, has grown all over the world. So we're excited that we can be here with you and have a wonderful guest who's going to be able to enlighten us with her experience of how to use tuning forks and in body work. So we're also glad to have with us our co-worker in Soma Energetics, Tim Leach. How are you doing, Tim?
I'm great, David. Thank you.
Great. We're glad to have you. And I know that you're going to be jumping in here also and have some questions for our guests.
Well, you know, massage therapists have been an important part of Soma Energetics since the beginning, incorporating tuning forks into massage. Back in 2008, Soma Energetics got approved as a CE provider with the NCBTMB, which is a national organization that the approval process is not a cakewalk by any means. And so we're able to offer CEs across the country to massage therapists with our courses through that organization. So massage and Soma Energetics has been working hand in hand for many years. So I'm excited about tonight's guest.
That's great. Well, let's just get right to our guest. Let me introduce our guest this evening. Is Patricia Krause, who is a massage therapist, and she's also a certified Soma Energetics teacher and is the owner of Universal Energy Massage in Cocoa Beach, Florida. So, Pat, welcome to our podcast this evening.
Hi, David. Hi, Tim. How are you?
Good. How long have you been a massage therapist, Pat?
Well, I've only actually been a massage therapist since 2012. Prior to that, I was a software engineer for about 30 years.
Wow, that's a big jump.
I get that a lot from a lot of different people.
Yeah. Well, yes, we're glad to have you this evening.
And, well, thank you.
We know you personally. You've been here with us in Charlotte, where our headquarters is, and we've also been in Cocoa Beach with you, and we have learned to certainly appreciate you as a person, as well as what you do with your work in the sense of sound and vibration and tuning forks, as well as massage. In fact, I've had a massage by you, and it was absolutely wonderful. So why don't we start out and have you begin by telling us your journey to Soma, from introduction to massage therapy and becoming certified as a teacher for Soma Energetics.
All right. Well, I had been laid off as a software engineer, but I knew I was getting laid off, and I wanted to figure out where I was going to go next. I knew I was done with that. I'm looking at the retirement carrot here, but most people say, well, I'll retire when I'm dead. So
yeah, exactly.
That's my opinion. Yeah. And I was directed to another massage therapist in Cocoa who was a master teacher of the tuning forks, Keith Fitch. And for treatment, because it was one of those kind of things that I was somewhat depressed at the time, and it had been a couple of years since I had a job, and it was like, well, I just don't know where I'm going. So I actually got a sound treatment and massage with him. He most of the time used the energy tuners, which they use the energy vitality technique, which is the sound tuning forks. But he occasionally used the body tuners on me also. But I had a very emotional release by hearing these wonderful frequencies. And I also have a background as a music person, where I used to play guitar, and I'm a singer, and sound just really resonates with me. I just love the way it feels. And you know, he sort of said, well, you know, what did you ever think about massage therapy? And I sort of went, I don't know, not really. I mean, I've never, you know, I've always been an engineer. I didn't know any other direction to go at that time. But I always asked the question, what was it that I was going to be when I grew up? And I still had that question. I hadn't really, you know, why am I here? Why am I here? What am I supposed to be doing? So through that advice, and we discussed it, and I found a massage school in the area. And I sat in on the class several days in a row, and it was a very emotional time for me because I was going from this drastic change. But it really, you know, felt good to me. So I went through the program. For me, because I was doing full-time, it was a six-month program, and it was a 600-hour course. And I really, really enjoyed it. And, of course, at the end, all your teachers get the benefit of your massage because, you know, they're grading you also. And I know my two teachers looked at each other and they said, ooh, she has the hands. So they liked what I did for them, you know. And my even other relatives of mine, even when I was a child, my mother would always have me rub her legs. And she told me that, you know, oh, honey, please rub my legs. You're just so good at it. And I, you know, I would be going, Mom, I just want to go out and play. I'm just a kid, you know. Mm-hmm. And I had a cousin of mine that came to me one day. Oh, I did something to my neck. I can't turn it. Well, here, let me rub it for a while. And the next day she told me that I fixed it. And I said, cool, let's go party. You know, what's the thing that I'm thinking about at that time? I was just a teenager. Mm-hmm. I wasn't thinking about doing massage therapy. Right. But once I got into this and, again, it was a new process for me. I was still associated with Keith, and I was using the tuning forks, and he was teaching me the classes, and I just loved the sound and vibration. I took the phase one class and with the energy vitality technique and using the sound tuners and learning all about that. And there's a certain process that you go to become certified. And I said to myself, well, I'm going to do this all the way. I really, you know, this means a lot to me. So I did the phase one and the phase two, the phase three. There's a spiritual aspect about it to become, you know, certified. And I just, you know, I said, I'm not stopping here. I'm doing this. And, you know, I had to take some time to develop a clientele. Everyone is unique. When I was introduced to the body tuners, which are the weighted osteophonic tuners, I really was drawn to those. And because I don't know if it was because I could feel the vibration during massage rather than hearing it, but both of them meant a lot to me. Mm-hmm. But the actual, when I realized what using the body tuners would do during a massage, you know, I mean, at some point in time I learned, you know, as I would manipulate the muscles on a body, I'd go, well, okay, well, this is a rock hard muscle. It's supposed to be soft. Let me put the body tuner there. What's it going to do? And I realized that it just softened it up so much more quicker than I could do that. It was like, oh my God, this is amazing. And all of the clients that I used them on would give me feedback and would always say, that is the most amazing massage I've ever had. I'm just so relaxed. I don't think anybody's been ever able to do that for me. And it was just such a wonderful, you know, introduction to me. And, you know, I have learned more and more about it as I've used them. You know, it was baby steps at first. I had my 128 tuner at first, which was built for the muscles. And I used that for a long time, even though I had the full set of the body tuner sitting up on my shelf. I just, for some reason, I was not ready yet. And then I started looking at them and I was going, well, why aren't I using them? You know, let me grab one. So I started using them and I realized that in different areas of the bodies, the different levels of tuners maybe worked better. It made the body respond quicker to the muscle relaxation process. And it was just, you know, a natural progression for me. I took more and more classes, learned more and more things, you know, and got more confident in what I was doing, what I was feeling, what I was able to do. Mm-hmm. Of course, none of this for me. I'm also incorporating spirituality. So I'm doing my silent prayer work. You know, I call in my higher self. I call in God and the angels and the archangels. I also do Reiki, so I call in the Reiki masters, and you know, I usually do this depending on the client I'm working on, depending on, you know, as we to have an introductory conversation, you know, I get a feeling for whether they're more into the metaphysical kind of thing or whether they're, you know, just the regular Joe off the street who, you know, yeah, I just want a massage, you know?
Right.
So right. You have different levels of, you know, or groups of people who understand, because if you say to someone, do you know what a chakra is? Mm-hmm. And they go, what? You know, mm-hmm. You know that they don't understand what the energy chakras in the body are. So, as mm-hmm. I have gone through my, holistic healing methods also, you know, I've done acupuncture, you know, I've gone to the chiropractor a lot. I've, you know, done other holistic healing methods that have helped me to feel better. I showed it to my chiropractor. I actually did it on him and he was shocked. And he said, here, give me your cards. So, and I have not been back since I have been using them because I haven't had the need for it. Right. I always had a problem on my right shoulder because it was the computer arm, and I worked so long on computers that they would put the little buzzy pads on my shoulders, and you know, to make the muscle contract.
Right, tens and, units.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, tens units. Yeah. Well, yeah. It didn't work on my right shoulder. My left shoulder was jumping all over the place, but my right shoulder did not. Yeah. And man, well, and they said, oh, you know, that it's always like that. And it's like, well, is it always going to be like that forever?
And, I tell you, Pat, there's one thing I want us to go back to that I thought was very important when you was talking about when you found a kind of tight place on the body when you was doing regular massage. then you'd put a tuning fork on it, and it would seem to release that for you to be able to massage that easily. I think that's something that people need to be educated about sometimes, as the Eastern people call it illusion. We think of the body as more dense than it actually is. It's actually made mostly of water molecules. We know that, but we know that it's mostly made of more less dense, subtle energy. So it's amazing that using a tuning fork, like you're talking about, the audio tuning forks, is good, because it's also affecting such subtle areas of the body, such as the fascia, for instance. The connective tissue, where I have found out in my work, a lot of people hold a lot of trauma from early years, as they're even being formed in the womb, shows up in the fascia. And there's nothing like a tuning fork to be subtle enough to kind of clear some of that out. So what I'm saying to you is, sometimes when we find these places on the body, we just assume it's because of stress or because of whatever, but actually it's because of unresolved issues or emotional issues or things that's not been resolved that ends up in the physical body. So I just thought that was an important point that I didn't want us to get by. So I think Tim's got a question here for you.
Well, that's a very common thread we hear from massage therapists, is that they love the tuners because it lets them, it saves their hands. They don't have to work near as hard. So they learn to work smarter and not harder. They're able to stay in the business, because massage therapists, what is it, Pat? They last an average of, 7-8 years, a lot of them.
Yes, that's what they say.
Yeah, exactly. So you incorporate, massage therapists usually tend to gravitate toward the body tuners, and clients tend to, and that's how most massage therapists introduce them to their clients, because clients come in wanting to feel something. So they're coming in to be massaged, and so when you use the body tuners, they're still feeling something. And the introduction of energy tuners sometimes is a little tricky. So how did you end up incorporating the energy tuners in with your clients, and what was their reaction?
Well, again, as I was having my introduction conversation with them and finding out what their particular issue was, and we would, talk about, do you know acupuncture? Have you ever been to an acupuncturist, or those kind of things? So if they answer yes to that, then I understand that they are, more spiritual, more metaphysical. And then it's like, would you mind me trying these energy tuners on you? I can balance your chakras with that. If the body is not in energetic balance, it is not going to function as well as it could. Everything is about balance. And if we balance the energy in your body and try to remove any energy blockages in the meridians in your body, like an acupuncturist would, I can do that with the energy tuners. And most of those people are going, well, yeah, sure, you can use me as a guinea pig. I'll try that. And then I would use, and you usually sound the tuning fork in their ears, and you do it in your ears. And they go, oh, that's just such a wonderful sound. That makes me feel, sometimes people would either feel sad, or they might have an emotional reaction to it. It's not unpleasant at all. It's very relaxing. It helps people to, feel better about themselves, and they come out of the room and they go, oh my God, that was wonderful. I'll be back.
Okay. Well, speaking of that, I know you have some client experiences that you want to share. So first, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back and start talking about some of your specific client experiences, and some of them are pretty amazing stories.
All right.
We'll return to today's edition of Science, Sound, and Spirituality with David Holtz, after this word from our sponsor, Soma Energetics.
Soma Energetics is a series of sound therapy techniques developed by certified master sound therapy teacher David Hulse at the turn of the century. utilizing the power of the ancient frequencies via our custom-made solfeggio tuning forks. Soma Energetics offers training in live workshops or via DVD home study courses. Course materials include color solfeggio tuning forks in the form of energy tuners and body tuners, and they are available exclusively from Soma Energetics. At SomaEnergetics.com, you'll have the finest tools in energy healing and sound therapy at your fingertips. So take a moment to visit this very informative website and be sure and check out the combo packages for the best deals. If you have any questions, please give us a call at 980-949-8921. Remember, visit www.SomaEnergetics.com to experience the power of sound therapy.
And now we return to today's topic on science, sound, and spirituality. Here's Master Teacher David Holtz.
And welcome back to Science, Sound, and Spirituality. I'm David Holtz, and I'm here with Tim Leach, and we're talking to our guest that we're so glad to have today is Pat Krause, who has been a massage therapist as well as a certified Soma Energetics practitioner and lives in Cocoa Beach, Florida. One thing I do want to mention that Soma Energetics and using tuning forks is complementary rather than just alternative. And what I mean by that is you can actually use tuning forks in about any modality that you do. Pat just mentioned in the first part of our podcast that she had been a Reiki person, and I too have been Reiki before I ever got into all of this, and so many of us have. And it's just so powerful to use the forks and call in the energy, the Reiki energy, and do some of the energy signs with the tuning forks is phenomenal. So you could use it from anything, from massage to chiropractic, anything that you do. If you would incorporate tuning forks, it would, one, open up the energy centers and balance them, and secondly, it opens up the energy body so that you have a deeper result with your client. And it's just important. Also, putting sound of tuning forks, for instance, in our case, through the auditory system also goes into the nervous system and continues to work well beyond the session that you have with the person. So I just wanted to mention a few of those things. So, okay, I think, Tim, you had some more.
I know in talking with Pat, she's called me or emailed me over the years and shared some amazing experiences that she's had with clients. So I think we were going to give her an opportunity to share a few of those. Does one come to mind right off the top of your head, Pat?
When I was beginning into the massage realm, we did some promotional benefit things where we would go to someone's house, and it was for a charity, and I would give free chair massage. This one lady walked by, and she was walking in crutches. She had a knee brace on. She couldn't turn her head, and I was, you know, looking at her neck, and her neck had this triangular structure to it, and it was like, oh man, those muscles look really, really tight. And you know, I did strike up a conversation with her because I noticed she had a knee brace on, and I had had ACL surgery a while back, and it was the same knee brace that I had worn. And I said, well, I'm offering, you know, free, you know, massages. I do tuning forks. And I gave her a little bit of the spiel about the tuning forks. And she said, yeah, I'll think about it. And she walked on around. And then she came back and she said, you know, I think I'll take you up on that. And we started talking a little bit. And she said, yeah, I've been on pain medication and pain management. They, you know, put needles in my neck, but they can't even put the needles in my neck anymore because my neck muscles are so tight. And I said, well, I'm going to use these tuning forks on you, and they don't hurt. You may or may not feel the vibration. And, of course, you know, as I manipulated her neck, it was like, you know, I could have played the fiddle because her muscles were so taut. But as soon as I put the body tuners on her neck, they begin to relax the muscles. And she said, well, what are you doing? And I said, what do you mean? And she says, oh, my God, I can feel my muscle relaxing. And I said, well, that's what the tuning forks do. And yeah. I manipulated it. And she said, I have not had anybody. I've been to doctors all over the place, and nobody can do anything for me. And she said, oh, my God, give me your card. I'm going to sign up for, a few sessions right now. And I did see her several times, and I helped her tremendously. And it didn't take that long to help to relax her muscle. The next time I saw her, she walked in smiling. She didn't have her crutches. She was feeling 100% better. And she just said, thank you so much for introducing me to this, because I've had such a wonderful result, and I can actually turn my neck now.
That's amazing. That is amazing testimony. Maybe you want to tell us another one or two we'd like to hear about that kind of comes to mind?
Sure. I had a very unusual one, which was a lady who had come in who had been in a car accident and had a crush injury on her left shoulder and her left chest area. And she had already had the shoulder repaired and everything, but the body, she just was in pain. Her chest and breast muscle must have been crushed, and it went into that mode where, when you get hit with a baseball, you get that swelling, you get that the water that surrounds it that protects it so you can't move it. Well, it had been a couple of years, and she was in agony, and she said, I need breast massage. And I looked at my other massage therapist and I went, okay. Excuse me just a minute. Let me go discuss this. So because it was a little uncomfortable, I didn't know what to do. She told me that it hurt so much she could not touch herself. She needed someone else to do this for her. And I went and discussed this with Keith, and I said, well, is this ethically okay to do? And he said, as long as she signs on the dotted line, you do it professionally. You stay away from the nipple, and you do it in a professional manner. And if, please let her speak up if she's in too much pain, et cetera, et cetera. And I discussed that with her, and I said, I'll try. I don't know what's going to happen here. So, I started with my regular neck and shoulder massage, and I started getting to the breast area, and I said, well, are you ready? And she says, yes. And I said, please tell me if it's too painful for you. So I just started placing my hand around the breast, and the breast was a rock. It was a rock. The other breast was normal. It was soft and supple. But this breast was, it felt like a boulder under there, and it was like, what is going on here? So I worked with the tuning forks in that area. I used the heart tuner because that's over the heart area. And all of a sudden, it's melted like a – it was amazing. It deflated like a balloon almost. And it was, oh, my goodness, what happened there? And it didn't take that long. It was amazing. She just, oh, my God, what happened? And I probably saw her about 5 or 6 times and, got it back to the normal state because there are multiple layers of muscle in that area. And, I had to work all around the different area, and I spent quite a bit of time just, releasing all those muscles. Mm-hmm. And I guess she must have really been in a terrific accident in order to have that much damage. But she was just so happy she came up to me and said, oh, thank you so much. No, when I have been to doctors, I've been, searching for someone to please help me. Please help me. I am in agony here. Well, here, take another pill. Here's some painkillers. Right. And she didn't want mm-hmm. to do that. Mm-hmm. And, when she left, she said, you gave me hope that I could be normal. Mm. You know, great. That I could That's actually amazing. Get relief. And,
do you think that was scar tissue that you were dealing with that was so hard?
Well, it deflated so quickly. I'm sort of thinking it was probably more fluid, but the body may have It may have just been in that response where I'm protection mode. I am in protection mode, and I'm staying this way until I get a trigger,
right,
which is the tuning fork. Oh, okay, now I can let go.
That makes total sense. Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing. you had one here. I think you were talking to me once about one. A lady had a considerable relationship issue, and we were talking about you used the brain tuners on her.
This lady, she's an esthetician, but she's also a psychic. So it's very interesting because I do work with a lot of psychics. And they are so sensitive to the energies that they can tell you when something switches or the energy changes in their body. And she had had a breakup with a boyfriend, and she was just distraught. And she said, please, you've got to help me with the tuners somehow. I don't want to feel this way. So she came up, and I said, I need to brain tune you. And, so I worked with the brain tuners. I had just learned them a little bit before, and I was, following along in my little guide.
Pat, why don't we tell our listeners what brain tuners are? They may be wondering, what in the world is brain tuners?
Well, the brain tuners are the alpha, the beta, the delta, and the theta brain waves.
Okay.
It stimulates those to help balance the brain waves out because, we're right left brained.
Good. Okay. I just wanted our listeners to be able to know what you're talking about. Continue. Thank you.
Okay. And when I went through this process that was developed by you guys, which is, a wonderful, wonderful thing. I've had a lot of wonderful responses from my students having to do with the brain tuners. And when I worked on this lady, there was one time I felt, it just didn't work right. Let me do that again. And because you do muscle testing also during the time that you're doing this process, and you're asking, can we play today? Tell me your name. Now lie to me just so you can get your positive and negative results. And do we need the brain tuning? Is the brain out of balance? So I worked with her on those things, and I had to repeat at least one of those sessions. And she said, oh, wait a minute. Something switched. And it was like, oh, okay, that's good. I wasn't, I didn't feel it, but she did. And the next day she called me and she said, I am just so happy and joyful today. You really, really helped me last night. Thank you so much. It just changed her whole perspective and how she felt about the emotional response that she was having to this breakup issue. So it really fixed her, in that respect and made her feel joyful again.
So you're talking, the technique you're referring to there is the brain balancing technique that's taught in phase three?
Oh, yes. Yes, it was. Yes. And there's also a mini class, but that, again, well, that has a little bit of a different aspect to it.
And there is a Soma, part of the Somasonic series does use brain tuners, but that uses them to put the to be able to assist you in bringing the brain into whatever state you want to be into. If you're trying to go to sleep and you're wide awake, then you can use the delta tuner with the fundamental and try to slow the brain down to that 3 hertz and then get to sleep. Or if after lunch you're a little tired but yet you need to perk up in order to concentrate on a project, you can use some of the beta and the tuners to kind of wake your brain up. So that's what the Somasonic series works on. Whereas the brain balancing technique was developed by a good friend of ours, Hannah Simmons, in Honesdale, Pennsylvania, naturopath up there. Has an amazing practice up there. So she worked with the tuners for many years in helping develop these techniques. And she feels that brain balancing technique is one of the most important things that you can do with clients, and that it should almost be done with every client before every session is her position. So it's quite a technique that you do use quite a bit of muscle testing and things like that. Have you used that technique in other situations?
I did have a lady come in one day, and she had an autistic daughter, and she had to pull her out of school, and she was misbehaving. Autism is difficult sometimes. I actually have an autistic niece, and as they're growing, you know, in their younger years, the parents are just trying to figure out how to deal with the children. And they get a lot of, you know, they get frustrated. They don't know what to do, so they act out. So they called this lady and said, you have to take your daughter home because she's acting out. So this happened to be around Halloween. So I had a jar of candy sitting over over by where I was doing the brain testing. But what I did was I did the brain balancing on the mother first so that the girl could see. But, you know, she wasn't really paying attention. She was probably like 13 with the, you know, the brain capacity of a 5 or 6 year old. And, she let me do the technique. I just sort of went through the motion with her because it was hard to do the, muscle testing. And I knew it wasn't going to hurt her because the energy the vibration is not going to hurt you whatsoever. And, so when I was finished, she said, can I have a piece of candy? And I said, well, you have to ask your mother that. And her mom said, just take one. And she went over to the candy jar, picked up one lollipop, and then closed it. And her mother said, oh my God, she's better already. And I went, what? You know, because I wouldn't know. I didn't. They just walked in off the street. And I guess normally, if she would have gone into a candy jar, she would have grabbed a whole handful and then had a fight with her mother to keep them all. And she listened to exactly what her mother said, and she had no problem. Her mother was just flabbergasted just over that very small response. It was, you know, amazing, amazing. So
small things can make, just small things like that can just really make a difference in people's quality of life and everything. Over the 16 years we've been doing this, we've heard hundreds of stories like these of people who have, you know, anecdotal evidence of the forks doing amazing things with people. So that's what keeps us going. I want to give everybody who might be listening, if you have a question for Pat or David or I, to give us a call in at 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. And they'll let us know that you're waiting, and we'll bring you on the air with whatever question you might have. Right before the break, Pat, let's go ahead and take care of one more piece that kind of interests me with you, and that is you have a business down in – it's Cocoa Village, Florida, right? Cocoa Beach is nearby, but you're actually in the village there?
Right. And it's actually Cocoa. So that, okay. You know, there's Cocoa Beach, which is on the beach, and then across the river is Cocoa. But our little section, which is actually Old Cocoa, it's called Cocoa Village. Cocoa, you know, Village, it's got right. A lot of little shops and those kind of things.
So you're down there by NASA and Cape Canaveral, and about an hour outside of Orlando.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, toward the Atlantic. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And you're the name of your business down there?
Is a Universal Energy Massage, and okay. I recently bought another business that was called What You Love to Do, and I'm incorporating the two. One had a little bit more of a retail associated with it, but of course I'm doing the massage therapy end of it. But now I'm going to be a tuning fork teacher, which I'm really getting into, and I really enjoy doing that.
So part of doing that, you mentioned to me that you're having what's called a tuning share at your place. What's that about?
Well, I have just finished with my first SomaSonic series, which are these four mini courses that were developed for the casual, you know, user or client that I've actually used these tools on that have been amazed by them. Is there something that I can do on myself at home? So I don't have to come to you all the time. And, I started with the personal sound therapy kit and, taught that one. Went through the brain waves and the sacred ratios, the personal empowerment using the power of the Cefeggio scale, and activating the DNA codes for humanity. And I had at least two and three people for each class. And they were, depending on the class, each was, you know, taken in a different way. But we really did enjoy specifically the brain waves and the activating the DNA codes for humanity with the RNA DNA tuners, which, again, these are all sound tuners. And we really had a very good time with that. And what I wanted to do is invite all of those people now because, well, they want to practice and they want it used on them and they want to use it on other people. So on my regular Thursday nights, which is my class night or an optional sound night, I'm inviting them to come and do a tuning share. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and bring whatever you have, or if anybody has an idea, well, I want to do this kind of tuning this night, or I want to do this. I want to refresh myself on how to use the DNA RNA or the brain tuners.
Well, that's super. You're giving those students of yours who took those mini classes an opportunity to come back and reconnect and stay connected, because we do see on occasion people buy the forks and then they set them aside. The trick with these is to pick them up and use them. That's what makes it work. Looks like we've got a call that we'll take after our break here. So we'll take a quick break here and come back with a phone call from Ohio.
We'll be back with more of today's program on science, sound, and spirituality after this word from Soma Energetics.
Soma Energetics is a series of sound therapy techniques developed by certified master sound therapy teacher David Hulse at the turn of the century, utilizing the power of the ancient frequencies via our custom-made solfeggio tuning forks. Soma Energetics offers training in live workshops or via DVD home study courses. Course materials include color solfeggio tuning forks in the form of energy tuners and body tuners, and they are available exclusively from Soma Energetics. At SomaEnergetics.com, you'll have the finest tools in energy healing and sound therapy at your fingertips. So take a moment to visit this very informative website and be sure and check out the combo packages for the best deals. If you have any questions, please give us a call at 980-949-8921. Remember, visit www.somaenergetics.com to experience the power of sound therapy.
Now back to today's program on science, sound, and spirituality with David Hulse.
We will welcome you back to the sound, science, and spirituality. Today we're having a wonderful guest from Cocoa Village or Cocoa Beach, Florida, who has been a massage therapist and also is a certified teacher for Soma Energetics. And she has just given us some wonderful information and some great testimonies of things that has happened in her practice by using tuning forks. And we're just excited to have her. I believe we had a caller that called in. A friend of ours.
Randall Loop from Ohio. He was our guest last week, actually, on the program. And he's a massage therapist and is working on incorporating tuning forks in his practice. So, Randall, welcome. You have a question for Pat?
Yeah. Pat, first of all, I just want to say I really enjoyed hearing the stories that you've shared, because I've been a massage therapist for nearly 25 years now. And since I met David and Tim, I've had, you know, the tuning forks, and I've used them off and on with clients, but more off than on. But it seems like clients are, they're like Tim said, they've kind of been sitting more than being used over the last few years. And I've been inspired to move more toward using them with clients and opening up to doing energy and body tuning, primarily body tuning kind of work with clients. But I've had this little fear, you know, sitting in myself that's saying, I don't know, it's just a block. And so anyway, hearing your testimony is helping me imagine, you know, how it might happen with me. And I was just wondering if you started off primarily as a massage therapist and worked your way in, or vice versa.
Yeah, I did start off as a massage therapist first, but I had already been exposed to the tuning forks. And again, I only had one body tuner at the time, and it was the 128, which I was trying to decide whether to get the ohm tuner or the 128, which are very close in frequency. But the reason I got the 128 was because it had to do with the muscle. I am the muscle woman. So I used that one for a long time, and you know, I had to develop my feeling also because I use my hands on the muscles, and I'm going, oh, you know, as I manipulate along the muscle, I'm going, okay, well, this is soft, this is hard. You know, is that bone or is that a really hard muscle? And of course, by now, you know, I know my hands have been on all kinds of people. So it's very easy to tell when there's a problem, and everybody's got the same muscle structure basically. I have had such excellent results, and I've had so many clients that have come in that have told me, you know, I've been everywhere. I, you know, I've had this problem, or I had an accident, or I had an operation, and it just didn't turn out the way I wanted it to be. And, you know, I always have to get a massage or something to help me to relax my muscles, but even that doesn't work sometimes. So I figured I'd come in and try it again.
Let me ask you a specific question. I'm attracted to maybe start working more with the psoas muscle, iliopsoas muscle.
Okay.
You know, that, and it's said to hold a lot of emotion. Life trauma and stuff can get trapped there. I'm wondering if you've ever used any tuning forks, you know, down in toward the pelvis area there with any success.
I've had. I've had a couple of things. I have a male story and I have a female story. One happened to be a prostate issue. A gentleman came in and told me that he had a prostate issue and that the previous massage therapist had used it on him, and because he couldn't urinate as well as he'd like to, and they just wanted to give him more drugs. And once the vibration had been used on him, he was able to urinate. Well, I said, okay, I've got to be very careful with this, sign on the dotted line.
Sure.
But again, there's muscles right along either side of the pelvic bone, and I used the tuner there. I used the Oot tuner, I believe, or the sacral tuner in that area, body tuner, and it released the muscle there, and he had to go to the bathroom twice. Well, you know, I have to go. And I understand not being able to have to go, because when I had a hysterectomy, they pulled out the catheter too soon, and I was in panic. So I can imagine someone who's unable to urinate properly. You can get into a panic mode. And this gentleman was very happy when he left the area. I had a lady who was having a problem doing her yoga stretches, where, you know, she'd bring both of her feet up into her pelvic area and, you know, bend her legs out, but the one would not go down. And she said, it's this muscle here that goes up into the inside of her crotch. And I could feel that it was extremely tight. So I used the body tuner in that area and helped release that. And she said, oh my goodness, that's amazing. Thank you so much. I can stretch it out now. So they work any and everywhere. And she is one of my students now. And she has bought several things, and I've showed her how to use them so that she can use them at home. But, you know, but she still comes to me.
Well, that's helpful, and I saw that you were going to be on tonight through the email, the newsletter, and really wanted to listen just to find some inspiration to help keep me moving my energy in the direction I feel attracted to. So thanks for being on.
No problem. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks for calling in, Randall.
Okay.
Okay. Now, you're a massage therapist in Florida, and Florida has quite an active massage therapy association called the FSMTA, and then they have chapters throughout the state, and we are an approved provider through CE Broker in Florida for massage therapists. And but I understand that you're going to present some of this stuff to FSMTA. So what is FSMTA, and what are you presenting? We've got about 5 minutes left total, so...
Okay.
Go ahead.
FSMTA is the Florida State Massage Therapy Association, and they have monthly meetings where and each chapter usually picks a different evening where they provide a two-hour CE class. It's usually an introductory to whatever it is, some modality, a different kind of massage or sound and vibration, and that's what I am going to be presenting, an introductory to that. And it's going to be mostly about the body tuners, but I'll probably show them the energy tuners also, so that because we have a lot of energy workers in the massage group, but yet we have a lot of, you know, people that work on sports, you know, people or sports therapy. So, you know, you have a variety of, you know, massage therapists who have different interests. And I'm going to be presenting on March 21st. In Orlando, and you know, I will be providing two CEs for the massage therapists who are interested in staying for the class, and I'm hoping that as many of them as possible can stay, and it will be very fun. We'll have the tuners there so that they can actually have hands-on and learn how to do it, and I'll be walking around and helping them to, you know, know how to use them and feel the muscles to and realize when they release and, you know, those kind of things. So
yeah, that's the trick with all this stuff, is that you got to get a tuner in their hand so that they can experience and feel it. So it's something that's sometimes a little lacking just to talk about on the radio. So if you can get a chance to actually get a tuning fork in your hand and experience it, that's what makes all the difference. You've got another class coming up here, a body tuner class coming up?
Yes, and I've put those out there so that, especially after I do the FSMTA thing, so anyone who's interested at that time, you know, I mean, there's going to be a select group of people who are going to be, you know, drawn toward it. And I have two of them set up. I have the next one's going to be April 16th and 17th. It's a Saturday and Sunday, all day thing. It's a 12-hour class, and they get the 12 CEs toward their license renewal, which is every 2 years. We just renewed our license, so it'll be for a couple of years. But and then I have another class on May 21st and the 22nd. Mm-hmm. So please come and enjoy.
Yeah, super. All right, tell us, tell our listeners and those who are listening to the podcast later how they can get in touch with you.
Yes, they can either send me an email through my email of pkrause@cfl.rr.com, or they can call me at Universal Energy Massage at 321-480-2785, and I'll be glad to talk with them, and we can customize classes for them if that's what they need. If they can't come at a specific time, I can work with them.
Okay, and do you have a website?
I do have a website. It's universalenergymassage.com.
Okay, super. I can't thank you enough for taking your time to share. And I know as people listen to this and the link is shared, that you'll inspire many others who over the years with Soma Energetics are massage therapists and have incorporated tuning forks within their practice.
Thank you so much, Dave and Tim. I really enjoyed being here.
This is David. I want to thank you so much. You've been very informative and done a wonderful job.
Thank you, David.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. Thanks, Pat.
Thank you.
We want to thank you that are listening and will be listening if you're listening later. You can email us if you have questions.
At support@somaenergetics.com or, of course, our website at www.somaenergetics.com. I hope by the next broadcast 2 weeks from now to be able to send you to a brand new website that we're working on in the background that is just has some amazing features to it. So
we want to thank you for listening, and please let us hear from you and let us know you're out there. And be sure and check out the website. There's a lot of good information on there. So till next time, that's 2 weeks from right now. We'll be back with you at the same time. Also, tell your friends that you can download us and hear this broadcast anytime, 24 hours a day. So thank you so much for listening. Until next time.
This has been a presentation of Science, Sound, and Spirituality with Master Teacher David Holtz, brought to you by Soma Energetics. For more information, please visit us at www.somaenergetics.com. Thank you for joining us here on BBS Radio for Science, Sound, and Spirituality. This is your announcer, Deborah Fitch, reminding you that your life is a gift, but your journey is a choice. Thank you for choosing to spend a part of your journey with us.